Welcome to the Seeing Your Inner Brilliance podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in today because we have an amazing episode for you. And guess what? This is the first episode that has been released in several months. It has definitely been a minute. So we are kicking off season three. Get ready to dive back in. If you're a big dreamer or a high achiever and you've been listening to this podcast, welcome back to this amazing, amazing community. And if you are new here, then welcome to such an amazing community that you've stumbled upon where we normalize the seemingly audacious dreams that we can have when we know that we are made for more and are called to something bigger than ourselves. While simultaneously, this podcast focuses on normalizing the inner struggles, the pivotal moments, and the journey that us big dreamers, high achievers, those aspiring for greatness go through that, quite frankly, is very unique and very special to us. And so thank you so much for being here. We will certainly get into where I've been and why and what's going on in this episode. But more importantly, in this episode, we are focusing on the topic of when your up levels don't feel like up levels. I don't know if you can relate to this at all, but my guest, Carly, she is an amazing, amazing dear friend in my life. And I don't know if you have those people in your life where you're literally so grateful for them and you don't know where your life would be without them. That's exactly. Carly just brings so much value into my life. And so Carly and I were having behind the scenes conversations about pretty much everything that we're talking about in this episode. And it occurred to me, hey, let's bring this to the podcast community. Let's bring it to the world because it's definitely something that you can totally relate to. We go really, really deep here. So if you are one of those people who love self-discovery, you love expansive conversations, you love being at high caliber tables, so to speak, and have those conversations that not everybody can have, then this is exactly the episode for you to listen to. We talk about, first of all, the challenges that Carly and I have currently been experiencing in this season as a big dreamer and high achiever. We talk about deepening our alignment, deepening our convictions, and how there are deeper levels to perhaps disappointment or bitterness or anger. You know, we talk about unexpected things that happen in our life and how those unexpected things can actually be used for good. So like I said, buckle up. This is a conversation that only a few can have and only a few can hang on to. And I have a feeling that you are one of those people. So thank you so much for being here. And I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to the conversation that Carly and I had. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, Carly, I am so, so thankful that we're seeing each other, that we're talking to each other, that we are making this happen. You are such a blessing in my life, and I absolutely love the kind of ongoing conversation that we've been having here and there over the last few weeks. And so what better way to fully unpack the conversation and smash it out, jam it out, you know what I mean, than recording a podcast. So this is so fun. And I know it's going to be so deep, so expansive, and so valuable.
Thank you so much for having me. I love chatting with you. I love our conversations that we always seem to have going behind the scenes. And it's exciting that what we've been talking about in both of our lives, like other north, south, around the world places, we're both really feeling at such a deep level. And to bring this conversation out to the public is such a gift because I believe it's something that's going on in more lives than just yours and mine. And I believe that there's some nuggets here maybe we haven't even discovered that through talking and just giving ourselves this space, I really believe are going to be uncovered. And I'm so excited for it.
Amen, sis. Amen. That was so beautifully said. And I think it would really set the tone, set the stage, if you and I can riff a little bit on the season that we have both found our selves in. I think that'll provide a lot of context. So do you want to go first? What does life look like for you as a big dreamer and high achiever? What season are you in?
Yeah, that's awesome. I think that's a great place to start. So I've been in a season of, so many words are coming to my mind. Discouragement or stall out or not really failure, because I know what I've done has been so powerful in my business. But I'll start from the beginning. I essentially have these values and I have built my business alongside building my marriage, building my relationship with my two little boys, and building my home. Like literally the physical home, the place we live, and just building the atmosphere, decluttering, just doing all this stuff as a way of living and as a way of moving forward, not just a big one-off project or, hey, we're getting counseling or we're doing this thing right now or we're doing a family weekend, but like a way of life. So I have really pursued success, which for me is like satisfaction and peace and alignment in the present moment in each of these areas with the hope and excitement and motivation that it's heading somewhere even better and yet being fully content and satisfied in this moment where it's at now. So I've got these different areas in my life. Oh, the other one is health, my personal health. I had a period in my life years ago where I actually did burn out and sacrifice my health because I felt like it was the only thing I had full control over. To progress my business and get success in my business area, I wanted to sacrifice success in my health because I just thought I could handle it. I'll push through. I'm tough. It's so out of alignment. I'm so beyond that. I'm not willing to sacrifice my health. So there's these immovable places. And what's come to me is I will not sacrifice success in one area for greater success in another area. And I think that's what so many of us do. When we're ambitious and we've got our businesses, especially as entrepreneurs, we want to just run. And that success of the business, whether it be financial, whether it be the impact, whether it be the followers, none of those things are wrong or bad. They're all amazing and measures of success in business. But we are often too willing to sacrifice success in other areas for success in our business. So here I am. Not willing, like now I know this deeply, and I'm not willing to sacrifice success in any other area to get success in my business. And yet my business needs more from me than what it's getting. And I have this belief that if I have the conviction in my heart, and maybe this is a bit of a feminine thing, but I believe it applies to masculine as well. You have this conviction, the vision, the goal, the desire, the calling, this purpose burning in you that you want to complete. And I've went back and challenged my conviction on what my vision is and been like, do I really need this? Is this really the direction? And yes, it is. I am so convicted with it. So then you take it from the heart and you bring it to the mind and you say, okay, brain, how are we going to do it? And you just let the brain go wild, right? Like not often are we encouraged to live in the mental logic space, but man, is it satisfying when it's right to be there. So in that space, I'm like, okay, how do I do this? Well, here's the thing. I've been working on this one project for 3 years, and it was longer than that, but for me to be like directly working on it and creating it. And I've done that so many times where I challenge my what, I get the conviction and that motivation, then I go into the how and I map it out. I'm a mapper. I'm a planner. This is my gift. You know me, Charlesy. And so I have done that so many times that now I've found I'm in this place of fatigue. I'm fatigued from doing that. It's not exciting anymore. It's not fun. I need to be done. And I know what I need to do to finish it. I know I have the list, the detailed work it backwards, perfect list. And I can estimate how much time it's going to take. And it's going to take too long with the way, unless I start sacrificing success in other areas. And so I'm just discouraged. Like I'm just in this place of, like I have seriously considered giving up. And I wouldn't give up everything. I would just give up on this project. Like, just let myself have the freedom to create outside of this box. And I actually talked with my dad, who, you know, is one of like my biggest mentors. And he brought up, being a businessman for many, many years, that this is a spot that every entrepreneur hits. And I just felt so validated by that. And he said, like, he's never seen me in this place. Like, I've hit hard stuff. I've wanted to quit. Well, not really. I haven't ever really wanted to quit. I've just been frustrated, but I've never been fatigued. And so just that recognition, and I want to give that to anyone listening, this is something we hit when we're pursuing big, big dreams. I've completed lots of small projects. It's been really satisfying, but this huge thing I'm birthing into the world, it's fatiguing. And I don't know if you remember when you gave birth to your kids, Charlesy, but for me, there was a point where I said, I can't do this. I can't, it's not working. I can't do this. And I, for me, in my moment, faced death. I'm like, I'm done, you know? And it's hard to compare giving birth to your business, but really we do get so emotionally attached and we are creating something amazing. And so that feeling, I don't feel like I'm going to die. I feel like I don't know what else to do. And it's calling me. This is my conclusion. This is where I'm at. And this is what I'm ending my story with. It's calling me to more than what I have to offer currently. So I have to level up. I have to change myself. I have never in my life ever felt this way, which is such a cool thing to say. And I'm so excited, actually, like coming full circle through the discouragement, processing that, we can talk about that, processing the fatigue and finding the right kind of rest, you know, for myself mentally in that space. But then coming full circle to now where I'm like so thankful to be here at the end of myself, because I know I have to rely on God. I have to rely on the divine to bring me to the next level. And what I'm actually creating is so much bigger than me. That sounds so cheesy to say, but it's not because, oh, it's so amazing. It's because I literally can't do this. And it's okay to say I can't, and to be okay with that, to accept it, and to know that I can't, but I will. So between there, something's got to happen. And that's what I'm seeking so much right now. There's some things I'm doing specifically to seek it. We can talk about that too. And I just know it's going to happen. I'm not giving up. So I'm at the end of myself and I'm somehow at the beginning. So that's where I'm at right now.
Oh my gosh. So, so good, Carly. And you are, you know this, you're so good with words. And I think to the quote unquote average person, what you just said may sound totally crazy to somebody who doesn't get it, somebody who doesn't have a big dream, doesn't know their purpose, doesn't know their calling. Or I'm going to even back it up, maybe someone who doesn't more so know that they're called to something greater. Because a lot of times we can know inherently that we're called for more and we're called for greater, but we don't know exactly what that is. But for the big dreamers, the high achievers, the go-getter, the ones who are, what is the Steve Jobs quote, crazy enough to think that they could change the world, to those people, we get it. We get it. And I have chills right now. And I remember when my husband and I were discussing whether or not we were going to have a third child. And I was like, I don't feel called to have a third child because my child is my calling. It is my purpose. It is my business. It's not, my business isn't, yes, it's a way to, you know, financially provide for my family and all of these things, but there's something so much greater, just like being a parent. There's something so much greater. So I fully get what you just said. And it's so beautiful. Let's see. Another quote is coming to my mind of something about we got to where we are because of who we are, but we can't go to where we want to go by remaining who we are. Something like that. Something like that. And it's what I really hear in your words is that there's an external evolution and expansion And the internal is being called to align with that expansion and evolve with that expansion. And so what you just said of being the end of myself and starting something at the beginning, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, so good.
It's so crazy because it's like, yeah, I'm at the end and I'm starting something new. And yet I'm still working on the same dang freaking project. I just want it to be done. It needs to be in the world. And I love it so much, but I'm so done with keeping it in the back and refining it and recording the final two videos, you know, like that kind of a thing. I'm so done with it. And yet how could I be doing something so old that I'm so like so fatigued with and yet be on the cusp of something so new? It's this duality, which I find really does come into play. And so I'll just throw this in: when you're facing something really hard or something really awful or tiring or stressful or any of that stuff, or even a health crisis, you know, then in that moment, we are allowed to look for the duality. What is on the other side of it? And even in the joyful moments, then we can see the duality of what isn't maybe joyful. And we're allowed to live in that place with that duality happening around us.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny, divinely funny in a divine way that you just mentioned duality, because I was literally in the bathtub yesterday, which I take a bath literally every single morning like a crazy person. I mean, sometimes 2-hour baths. It's just my haven. It's my space. And that idea of duality was coming to me because there's so much duality going on in my life right now. And I firmly, firmly believe, at least in the way that I experience life, and this is also tied to my human design, that I am not here to experience life just for me. I'm here to experience life so that those are the lessons that I can share, that my life can become my message for others. And so I'm so excited you just mentioned duality.
I love that you just said that like so clearly. This is what I'm here to do. This is what I'm living for. And you, because I know you and I know like your human design and all the things, it's so in alignment what you just said with you. And it's so beautiful to have that confidence. And I really think that is seeing your inner brilliance, isn't it? Where you're like, yeah, I am this, and it's about this for me. It's about more than that. It's about this. And just feeling that inner conviction and allowing that to be your brilliance. I'll be honest with you, as you said that, and this is an old pattern I know I have, like a neural pathway in my mind. I was like, oh my gosh, that should be my thing. Like my inner voice, my inner critic. It wasn't really critical, but it was like, I guess it was critical. It's like, why isn't that my thing? That's not what I thought. But I know the truth. And the truth is, that's not my thing. I am not called to bring my experiences and share that to others, that it's not just for me, it's for others, in the same way that you are. Like, sure, all humans can do that. And it's a beautiful thing. But for you, it's deeply rooted as your calling and your purpose and your inner brilliance. And so when I heard your conviction, my immediate negative pattern was like, oh, I'm not that convicted about it. But I don't have to be, because for me, my real inner conviction is about teaching other people to find the joy in their life, to find that peace and satisfaction, that real success that I call real success, whatever. And so for me, my experience lends to that, which essentially is probably the same outcome you desire. But my desire isn't so much on that my experience would show them the way. It's that I don't care what it takes. If it's you showing them the way, I'm going to find a way to get you up on the stage, because that's going to meet the end goal. And so just having that conviction about who you are too, and recognizing that it's okay if we're very different or we don't hold the same convictions. As a side note, that really isn't the point of this conversation, but it's coming up in me, and I'm literally like dealing with it in my mind in this moment. So there you have it.
And so good, so good. You're so right, because a couple of things are coming to me. So as far, if we have a big dream, if we want some amazing life for ourselves, and ourselves, our family, our life in general, the people we can help, if we want impact and influence, the what may be the same across the board, but it's the how that looks different. And not so much of an external how as far as the number of followers we have and when we get them and, you know, things like that. But the internal how, like you were just speaking to the internal how. My internal how is literally every single moment of every single day. If there is something that impacts me, then I'm like, okay. What is the medicine? What is the fruit? What am I here to see within this experience that is for somebody else who needs this very message? And that's the beauty. That's where my content comes from. That's where everything, you know, so much of what I do comes from. And you, as a manifester, going back to human design, because Carly and I are human design nerds, if you will, going to your human design as far as a manifester, something you're here to delegate, you're here to initiate, you're here to be the front runner, but not run the full race. I am here as a generator to run the full race. I'm not here to start things and start projects from scratch. And when I know that, when I see my inner brilliance and allow myself to own that, you know, as a generator, I'm here to look to others and look to other things for inspiration and then put my own spin on it, that sort of thing. And so just what you were saying, a lot of times in the past, in the beginning, I would look to you and be like, oh my gosh, how can she start this? How can she, you know, just create this from scratch? Where do these visions come from? I want those visions. Why can't that be me? But your how is not my how. There's a different how within all of us. And the how, I'm not talking about the tangible how of whether it's Instagram or TikTok or Pinterest or what email marketing strategy or what book you write when you write it. You know, I'm not talking about that how. I'm talking about the how, the things that help us work, the things that bring us that satisfaction, bring us that joy, bring us, make our life make sense. Help us to trust ourselves and to trust God or the universe or higher power. You know, that is our how. And when we can know that, we can lean into it. And so it's more than seeing your inner brilliance. It's like living out your inner brilliance at that point.
It's like embracing it and allowing it and not shaming it or thinking it's less than somebody else's. And allowing it to flourish. And I know with you, I have loved everything we do together because your brilliance and my brilliance mixed together when we're fully both in our brilliance is absolutely blinding. It's so amazing. And yet if you weren't fully embracing and aligning with yours and I wasn't fully embracing and aligning with mine, we couldn't produce what we've done together or even be able to talk like this. Because we wouldn't be at this place of not just fully accepting ourselves, but fully accepting one another. There's no should. There's no way you should be. It's who you are. And I love it.
Oh, so good, Carly. So good. And on that, when I was talking about the external how, I'm feeling like that's a good segue for me to talk about what's going on in my season and where I currently am, because my external how, so externally, you know, as of a month ago, or maybe 6 weeks ago at the time of this recording, I felt like I was in my groove. I felt like I was building momentum, doing the things that I was doing, showing up on Instagram, you know, bringing my programs into the world, releasing podcast episode twice a week, you know, and then going to pick up the kids at school, dropping them off, like working out, you know, eating healthy. Like I just felt like I was in a really solid groove. And then things shifted very quickly for me. On a Tuesday, I found out that I have a benign tumor in my abdominal wall. And, you know, I had been meeting, but I knew something was up. I knew something was up for a couple of months. So I kind of had an indication that that a shift may be coming in this area, depending on what it was, whether it was benign, malignant, whatever it was. And I'm so, so grateful that I know my journey, that it's benign. My journey looks different since it's not cancerous. However, a benign tumor, something I didn't know, a benign tumor, like this thing is still wreaking havoc of my system. It is attached to my small intestine. I experience, you know, a burning sensation, like when my shirts rub up against. So I've had to like completely change my wardrobe so that my shirts don't touch my little alien baby that my kids have named Splurg. My world completely shifted. I went from this groove of life to now I didn't take any supplements before, and now I'm taking 15 to 20 supplements twice a day. I'm doing treatments at night. I'm going to treatment twice a week, which is 2 hours. So that's 4 hours a week. So it was like a complete, it's like, whoa, we were in this lane going 65 miles an hour. I thought that I knew the how. I thought that I was doing the how. I thought that I was in motion and that like, okay, I got this. And then things just shifted. I call it an expanded health journey because that's truly what it has become. I've never cared for myself this way in my life. It's an expanded health journey. And so that's where I am as far as my health goes, like it's in my time and where my focus is. And then I kid you not, so I found out my MRI results on a Tuesday. On Wednesday, my Instagram account got hacked and it went away. It was there 1 minute and the next minute I couldn't log in. It was unsearchable. And I'm, you know, quote unquote, starting over, starting from scratch. And everything is an evolution. Everything is an expansion. And there are so many things that I'm learning in this season, which I will definitely be sharing for months to come. But the biggest thing that I'm really seeing and realizing is that, oh my gosh, and I just saw what you said about the beginning and the end. There's not this point, even though it may feel like it from my perspective, there's not this true point of end, of here is Carly as you know it, as you have known it up until this point. Today is going to be the last day and tomorrow is the new Carly, the next level Carly. There's never a definitive switch like that, that even when we feel like we're starting over, even when we feel like we're starting from scratch, even when we feel like we're going backwards, it's all truly an evolution and an expansion. And that my 3+ years of building Instagram, knowing what it, and I'm just using Instagram as an example, knowing what that looks like, knowing the business sense behind it, knowing what feels good to me and what's aligned as far as creating reels, none of that goes away. It doesn't magically go away. We take that with us. And so whatever level that we're going into, yes, it might be a next level. It might be an evolution. It might be an expansion, but there's overlap. It's a continuation, no matter what it looks like on the outside. And so having this realization First of all, it's really empowering. I'm really excited. I'm excited for the season that I'm in. No, I'm not showing up the way that I was. You know, I'm taking the opportunity to completely rebuild my website. And something that you and I have been talking about was I've really been reflecting on the fact that I am here for the kingdom. I am here for God's kingdom. I am here just like you, just like so many of us, other entrepreneurs, big dreamers who have a vision. Externally, it might look different. Externally, it might look like a starting and an end, or I'm trying to think of other analogies like, you know, 1 year to 2 year or different chapters. It might be chunked externally, but there's congruency and a continuation internally. And that's what I'm really seeing is that this season that I'm in, it's a deepening. It's an aligning to, and even I was already in alignment and now I'm crossing into a deeper alignment with my purpose and what I'm here to do, because I was under the impression that Instagram, for example, was a big part of my how. I was under the impression that growing my Instagram account was the goal. And I'm not saying that that's not the goal. What I am really seeing is that no matter what happens on the external, no matter what it looks like, I can't judge where I am by what I see. I have to stay grounded in where I am by what I know to be true. And what I know to be true is that I am called to be there for big dreamers and high achievers. I am called to empower and inspire people. And I could go on and on and on about what that looks like. But from a very high level, that's what I'm called to do. And we don't, unless we choose to, our external doesn't have to define where we are. You know, you, Carly, have been working on the same project for 3 years. To the world, you may be just about to release this and just starting, but inside you're a professional, not just, you know, like a female professional in that sense, but you have as much expertise, you have so much awareness, you have as much inner knowingness and conviction and clarity inside of you that is on the equivalent realm as a professional, as an expert, as a master at what you know. And so that's really what's coming up for me in my season is that, yes, externally, it's a huge shift to, I don't know, just taking care of my body and the day-to-day and building my website again for the umpteenth time. And, you know, it looks like all of these things, but on the inside, it's deepening, it's evolving, it's expanding. And that's what I think all of our seasons do for us on some level. What are your thoughts, Carly?
Oh, I love it all. And I just want to acknowledge you in that story for taking time to allow yourself to have an expanded health journey. You know, I know the temptation can be for us people who are so driven and ambitious to, you know, get the surgery, get it taken care of and hop back on the horse. But I just really want to commend you for taking that time to deepen. As you said, it's a time of deeper alignment. And you said it's not that you were out of alignment before. And I just love that you said that, because there is this tendency towards a guilt or something. At least I know I have that, where my natural tendency, if it was left unchecked, would be like, oh, well, maybe I was out of alignment. Maybe what I knew was wrong, and it would shake me to the core. But instead, I'm allowed to say, no, I'm deepening from that place. So what I used to do was in alignment for me at that level and at that time in history. But at this current level, I'm deepening my alignment into something new. And that's where we see that overlap and that transition. So I just think that it's so amazing how our stories can be so different and yet so alike. Again, it's the duality and it's our human experience, you know. And you mentioned too, you're grounded in what you know to be true. So through those external changes, I mean, let's just for a second think about this. If you lose your Instagram and that is your main source of business and outreach, and your heart's desire is to reach people, and it's gone, all the work that you've put in, all of this history, and like, it's very validating to have this thousands of followers and to have hundreds of posts and all the data on it, it's gone. So that could be very devastating on the external and on the surface, especially when it's tied to so much more. It's not just, oh, my social media account. This is your business. This is the path that was taking you where you thought you were going. Or I should say, you know where you're going, and it was the path that you thought would get you there. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to acknowledge your graciousness in your approach to this, that you're seeing it as this opportunity to deepen. And I think that is so wise. Mm-hmm. And what you said too about, you know, in my circumstance, 3 years behind the scenes, and I just come out, and when it comes out, it'll be new to everybody. And they'll be like, how did you do this over, like, you're an overnight success? No, actually, I'm at the level of people who've maybe been doing it for 3 years in public eye. And so underneath, I am who I am, no matter what's going on at the external. And that's what's showing true for you too. You face this, what would be a crisis in so many people's lives, losing the Instagram, and then your health, two separate crises come up and basically stop you in your tracks, but you're not stopped. You're deepening, you're grounded, and you are still the same person with the same calling and the same ultimate goals and direction and motivation and purpose. I just think that that's so beautiful.
Thank you so much for that acknowledgement. Thank you for seeing that. And Wednesday, when it happened, when my Instagram, I mean, I was pissed. I was pissed because, like you said, all of that content, I thought that it was like my main car that I was driving, if you will. It's the analogy that just came to me. I thought it was the main car that I was driving, and for it to break down and be unfixable in literally 2 seconds on the surface. Yeah, it was devastating. Wednesday I was pissed, and Thursday I cried. I cried a lot. I grieved. I grieved the past 3 years. I grieved my effort. I grieved the person who, at the level I was at, that created that stuff, like just the continuation. You could see the evolution. You could see the growth, the internal growth, if you scrolled back. And it was gone. And so I grieved that person. And so, like we're talking about, that yes, on the external, it may look like a start, stop. It may look like this pivot. It may look like the ship was going one way and now it's going the other way. And I invite all the listeners, you know, apply this to your life and what you're going through or what you have gone through, of something that looks, you know, like it was one way and then it was another way. You know, maybe you were married and then you got divorced. Maybe just this symbol of there was one and then there was two. You know what I mean? But no, internally, there's a continuation. There's a continuation. There's an expansion. There's an evolution. And this has really allowed me and encouraged me to take that time. I can't, thank you for acknowledging me, but I can't not do that, because like we were talking about, I know who I am. I know that what I experience and the things that impact me, I know that they are more than just fleeting emotions. You know what I mean? I know that there is so much more juice to be squeezed out of the lemon that I'm feeling at that moment, whatever it feels like. And so it's really allowed me to ask myself questions like, what am I actually going for? I thought that, well, you know, Instagram will say the Tesla. I thought the Tesla was driving me. But what was I actually am I actually here to be invested in that Tesla? Am I actually here to be so sure of the Tesla? Am I actually here to put so much energy and effort and attachment into that? No, no, we're here for, yes, we can have these different cars, so to speak, on the outside. You know, it could be Instagram or TikTok or one client, the other client. It can look like these different things on the outside, but underneath it, there's a deeper layer. There's a deeper layer. And for me, I'm here to be in alignment with God and what He's calling me to do and who He's calling me to be in each and every moment in every area of my life, so that there is, like you were talking about, with success, you know, there's congruency, there's totality, there's solidity, there's holistic, well-rounded. You know, what other adjectives can I use to describe this deeper surface, this that we're here for? Does that make sense, Carly?
Totally. It's so good. What I'm hearing is, it's really the next part of this conversation, because we're talking about being in these tight places, and at the end, at the death of the old and this beginning of the new, and how it crosses over and it continues, and it's not a hard stop and a hard start. And so we're in this process, and you've been calling it evolution and expansion. So we know what it feels like, and we can kind of see now what it looks like. The question is, like, how do you deepen as you're going through that? And I think you just explained it in allowing yourself to grieve the old. And it really was coming up in my heart. It is like experiencing a death in some way, where you're releasing what has gone past. And there may be really good things about that. And there could even be some painful, bitter things that have happened. And just allowing yourselves to grieve all of it, the loss of everything familiar, everything old, and you're going to have to forge a new path without that. And it really is similar to experiencing a death in your life. It's a death on a different level. And it's not negative. It's natural. And it shows growth. It shows legacy. It shows the next generations, the new things, picking up the torch and moving forward. So I really appreciated you saying, like, allow yourself to grieve the old. I think that's how we deepen our alignment. And then the next thing was to allow your questions to come up. Really challenge, like, do I want to pick up that same old torch? Is that the torch I want to carry? Is that the thing I want to continue running with? And most often it will be, but it's okay if it's not. It's an opportunity in this moment to be hyper intentional about your direction and about what you're doing or what vehicle you're driving to get to the place. You have this freedom. And I think this is where the duality comes in, that you could be experiencing this grief. You know, I was calling it fatigue and discouragement and just exhaustion and boredom even. And then even to the point, for me, it got to even like not being healthy in my mind, like just not being in a good place. I guess that's probably more so heading into depression from discouragement, where you're just kind of locked down. And that is so not me. I am the most future-looking, hopeful person there is. I'm this big vision person. And so to be in that place and to allow myself to be in that place, to bring back that duality, I'm also going to experience the hope and see the opportunity that I'm allowed to leave that torch there. I'm allowed to get out of the Tesla. I'm allowed to change and grow. And that's part of my deepening. And if I do choose to pick that torch up or jump back in the Tesla or start Instagram again, whatever it looks like, then you know how much more convicted I'm going to be? That is freaking deeper. Because when I pick that torch up, I know it's in alignment for me. And I've challenged what went before. And I've chosen intentionally again to run with this thing. So this is the deepening. And what it isn't, is halting, avoiding, wallowing in it, getting stuck in it, or detouring around it. If you're doing those things, those are symbols to you or signs that it's time to deepen. It's time to get in there and allow yourself to grieve. Allow yourself to question it. And don't feel guilty about that, but allow that questioning and the feeling, the grief, to be the hope. It's so odd to say that, like, in the depths of this difficulty or challenge or discouragement, in feeling the depth of it and in allowing yourself to question what you've been in alignment with is the hope. It is the way out. It is the positive, well, I shouldn't say positive or negative feelings, right? Because they all have that purpose. But it is shifting from the sad, low-vibing feelings into the high-vibing feelings. And it happens when you allow yourself to go there, to get deep and honest.
I love that. You're always so good with steps and systems and breaking it down. And that was so helpful, the grieving, allowing what you said, allowing ourselves to grieve. And what I, with grieving, like when we're grieving a loved one, there's a letting go. There's a releasing. There's an element of trying to keep something alive in its new form. Does that make sense? Like thinking about memories, thinking about the times that you shared, thinking about qualities about a person. And so when we're grieving, just like that, like Carly, I know you just recently lost your grandmother. And so when you think about your grandmother, you know, it's a remembering. It's like you're letting, this is so esoteric right now that we're talking about this, but it's so good that when we're grieving, we're letting that physicalness go while simultaneously keeping the spirit of that person alive. So like with Instagram, with maybe it was a job that you had, maybe it was an industry or a niche that you thought you were going on. Maybe it was a program that you started out creating. Carly, like in your season right now, it was the Carly who has built this thing is probably not going to look like the Carly who is going to run with it. And so allowing yourself to let go of that physicalness of it. Let go of my physical followers, my physical reels, and just the physicalness of it. But what do I want to make come alive that I can carry, that I can bring into the next season? And I think under that, an even deeper layer to that, goes to our inner knowings and our convictions. Just like you've been talking about, you were saying that outside of this, there's a deeper conviction. Well, in order for there to be a deeper conviction, there has to be a conviction that we start with, so to speak. And so knowing what conviction to bump up against, you know, for me, like when I lost my Instagram account, already having the conviction within myself of what I'm here to do and who I'm here to be, the type of person I'm here to be, the type of mom I want to be, the type of wife I want to be, you know what I mean? Already having those convictions, and then I can go deeper. And so those convictions, I think, can be as vague or as clear is available to us in the season that we're in, because the clarity isn't always there for us. And that doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad thing, but that's the first layer. And then the deeper convictions can come out of that.
Yeah, that's a great point, because not everybody listening may have done the same work that you and I have done in finding that initial conviction, in finding that initial torch that we pick up and that we know who we are, what we're here to do. And then we even have this physical project or the Instagram marketing or the podcast messages that we're sharing to deliver the torch to others, so to speak. And so it definitely does start with that initial conviction about yourself. And that work on getting clarity on that really does start with looking at the heart, looking at who you're made to be without shame, without judgment. It sounds really simple, but golly, it's the hardest thing you're ever going to do in your life. And, you know, this is what really baffled me, was that I had done that really well, really, really done that well in discovering myself. And Charles, you got to be a part of that journey with me for so much of it. And so for me to now come up and fail, like I, to be not enough, that's the lie I've overcome, that I'm not enough. And it's just so crazy that it came full circle where in my not enoughness is my freedom, is my hope, is my, like, everything, the new horizon. And I'm just so pleased to be here. Even though it's hard, I'm just like so amazed. And that's where the deepening comes. But I couldn't have gotten to this deepening if I didn't have that initial conviction about myself and done that initial digging, not just into who I am and what I want and what my heart calling is drawing me to create in the world or accomplish or share, but to go deeper even into what are the lies I've been believing about myself that have kept me from walking in alignment with that. So that initial conviction and understanding of yourself. And so that's why I felt so aligned. And I'm sure it was the same for you. You said, I was living in alignment. It was working. And so was I, Charles E. So was I. And I had this initial conviction. But you and I are doing something new. And it's moving through the initial conviction, which brought us to this point. We're being asked to deepen our alignment, to deepen that conviction. And isn't it funny that it's through the same process, allowing ourselves to feel what we feel, asking the questions without shame or guilt, allowing our hearts to answer those questions, letting go, releasing, accepting, and then having that courage to take the next step forward.
Oh my goodness, Carly. Oh my goodness. I am so thankful for you and your how, like we were talking about in the beginning, because your how is seeing the systems within what we're talking about. And you just laid that out so beautifully. And something I would like to add on to that, that actually my pastor was talking about that Sunday, you know, Tuesday MRI, Wednesday Instagram, Thursday crying, Friday, you know, I was pretty good. I was feeling really good. But then on Sunday, my pastor said, don't come out of this season with nothing. Walk out of this season with everything that you possibly can. And I know that's an abstract, like, what is that? What does that mean? How do you know when you're walking out with everything that you can? And, you know, that's an invite, I think, for all of us to personally explore. And it doesn't have to be just, you know, quote unquote, like transition seasons or that sort of thing. But while I'm here, while I'm in the process of dissolving and disintegrating splurg within my body, while I'm working on my website, for me, that looks like constantly checking in with myself to make sure I'm in alignment with the person God created me to be and the person I want to be. Mm-hmm. And in each and every moment, asking myself, am I being present, as present as I want with my kids right now? When it comes to my website, am I picking the picture for the section that really lights me up? Or am I picking a picture because I just want to get my website done because I'm tired of working on it? You know, what is it? And so really, as much as I can, choosing excellence, choosing abundance, choosing the higher way, the new way, not allowing my, I guess what it comes down to now that I'm talking about it is in that process, setting new standards for myself. Mm-hmm. And they may be similar to the ones that they were before, but me being aware that these are new standards, this is the new way.
Wow, that's so awesome. As you were speaking about that, I really feel like it's the old and the new, right? We've kind of been talking about that the whole time. And so our old, I'm hesitating because I don't know if everybody's here with us. Because I feel like our old is the new to so many people. But the people listening, I know, have been following us and are hungry for this. So I'm just going to give it to them. So this isn't the old as in the starting place. Let me prerequisite it with that. So you start where you start, and then you move into this, what I'm calling the old, where you get the convictions about yourself to bump up off of, as you said. And it's like living in alignment with who you found yourself to be, with all the excitement of it. And then also figuring out like what's been holding you back and what limiting beliefs or lies or inner critic things or what stories have you been telling to yourself. And you really discover all of this stuff. And it's amazing. But now that's becoming the old. And we're moving into this new deepening. It makes me really excited for what could be next. But we'll get there when we get there. And in this deepening, I want to bring it home here. And I think the difference is it's not just strengthening your conviction of who you know you are. And it is that. It is that. But it's not just that. I think it's moving beyond yourself. Like it is for me. I'm at the end of myself, right? And so it's moving beyond myself and seeing what I did always know existed, but I had no idea how to step into it. Like the undercurrent of what's happening with humanity and like the sovereign journey that we're all on. And to be able to deepen from my convictions and my calling and my inner brilliance, my incredible package. And I know it's amazing and I love it and I want to do it and I'm so excited. But to come to the end of myself and see my limitations, even though essentially nothing's impossible for me, here I am pushing the limits and deepening into something more because it's outside of myself. And for me, it's finding that undercurrent. Like the way that I would explain it, and this may not align with everybody's beliefs, but for me, it's like aligning with what God is doing in the world and has been working on throughout time. And I see it as this river, this like stream, like a timeline, you know, how people draw it as like this flowing kind of cord. And I just kind of see it as like this river flowing. And on the surface, we're like living our lives and we're looking at Instagram. We're looking at the external measures. And those things are fine and good. And they're informing us. And the circumstances, you know, our health, or for me, not being able to launch when I thought I was going to, and everything else that's happened and the failure of it, all that circumstantial physical stuff is going to inform me, but I believe it's drawing us deeper. It's drawing us to have this awareness of the undercurrent, what's going on beyond you, and then at an even deeper level, it's like, okay, so then how is what you're going through fitting into that undercurrent? Because you have a role to play here and you're contributing to it. And you were put here for this specific time with all this other stuff flowing under you. And so your experience is so critical and important to contributing to the experience of humanity. And when we say, like, you're not alone in feeling that, when we say that to someone, you're not alone. And they're like, yes, I am. I'm sitting in my living room all alone, scrolling Instagram. Thank you for telling me I'm not alone. But what it means is that you're a part of this undercurrent. You're a part of humanity. You're a part of the story that is being written. You had said, oh, I wrote a note on it. And you called it like the physicalness. and just seeing, letting go of the physicalness, you said. And then what do I want to keep alive and bring with me into the next thing? And this is where we were relating it to death. And it's just such a good analogy, albeit painful. And I am thinking of my grandma. We're having her memorial in 2 weeks at the time of this recording. And so I'm helping plan all of the things going on and the stories we have to share about her. And she was a really powerful person. And so we're letting go of that physical life that she lived, and we're choosing what to bring forward. That's such a beautiful way to say it, Charlesy. So what do I want to keep alive to bring with me? And in that question is also letting go of the circumstances around us, and in the undercurrent, what are we bringing with us in the story of humanity and how we are impacting the world around us? So there's that, the big humanity river. And then part of that river is also other people's journeys individually. So what I'm going through right now, letting go of the surface and moving from the old alignment into this deeper alignment, other people are experiencing these things as well. Or maybe they're moving from the starting place into that initial alignment and that initial conviction. That's great. So I can now develop this awareness, not just of the part I'm playing with the undercurrent that's going on, but I can become aware of the part that other people are playing. And suddenly I'm connected to people in a whole new way. I have this awareness of their importance and this appreciation for their journey, because it's in the same river where I dwell, where I'm anchored in, and they're a part of the same story I'm a part of. This is where the deepening is taking me. What do you think of it, Charlesy?
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Carly, everything that you just said, I am seriously, I'm going to marinate on it for probably a couple days. I'm going to listen back to it. I'm in this space right now where like part of me wants to just weep and I guess grieve. And just everything you said, the other part of me wants to shout from the rooftops and feel so empowered to be like, yes, yes, bring it, bring it. So, oh my gosh, everything. Wow, Carly. Wow, wow, wow. Thank you for letting the Holy Spirit move through you in the way that it just did, because wow. Wow, wow, wow is all I have to say. Like, I don't even know. I'm going to marinate on that and like, and get the lessons and soak up the juice from it.
Well, yeah. I'll be honest with you. I knew that's where I wanted to go with it. Like, the river thing is this little vision I have. Okay, honestly, the fatigue stuff, what I'm sharing about coming to the end of myself is this week. It's very, very current for me. Like, I mean, 2 days ago, I realized, oh, there's a deeper level to my discouragement. It's fatigue. And I've been fasting and seeking God to show me. And I'm like, oh, I'm at the end of myself. This is very fresh for me. So me sharing this deepening thing is I'm literally figuring it out right now, which you have consistently been someone in my life who has brought me to figure it out on the spot. So I really appreciate that you have given the space for this to come out and acknowledge that as much as this is a part of something that I'm seeing and experiencing, I see you experiencing this. And it's not an accident that you're here with me and you've invited me to do this. And that's what it took to get it out. I want to go listen to it and see what it was again, too. It's just like so fresh.
Oh, my goodness, Carly. I am so grateful for you. I'm so, so grateful for this conversation. I'm so grateful that we could just take the time to unpack it and allow the conversation to, you know, be what it was and meet us where we are. And you are equally one of those people in my life. Like, you get me in a way that I don't want to say nobody else has ever gotten me, but like you are one of those people in my life. And so I just so appreciate you. I so acknowledge where you are, honor where you are. And I want to commend you for all the deep work that you're doing, all of the reflecting, all of the, you and I are both doing the same. We're trying to soak up as much as we can and to just jam the F out of this season. Mm-hmm. Even though our flesh and our ego doesn't really like the season that we're in, we'd rather be, you know, ahead. I would love for us to have this kind of conversation again in the near future once we have, you know, continued walking or continued, I guess, flowing, going back to the river analogy, continued flowing in this stream for a little bit and then circle back on the lessons that we've learned.
I would love that. I can't wait.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Charlesy.
And thank you so much for tuning in today. I told you from the beginning that it was a really deep and esoteric conversation. Now, wasn't it? Absolutely. Absolutely. I know you got so much value out of this. And I even know that you have several notes that you've taken, several things that have stuck out from this episode for you. So if you will, go ahead and either head over to Instagram right now or head over to your email. Let me know what those things are. Let's continue the conversation because this is such an amazing community that we have. And it's not only that, but it's so special in the way that we operate as people who are currently building our legacy or building our dreams, working towards our dreams. It's such a different and special way that we operate. So go ahead and head over to Instagram or email right now. I'll include both of those links in the episode description. Let me know what your one biggest takeaway from this episode was today. And another thing that you can do is you can also leave it in the review section under Apple or wherever you're listening to the podcast right now. I check those reviews. And so that's another way that you can just let me know. Let's continue the conversation. And I promise that I'll respond to you and I'll reach back out to you. So thank you so much for tuning in. I have so many amazing episodes coming up for you. So I can't wait for those to be released and for us to grow together, expand together, evolve together, and more importantly, move closer and closer to the legacy that we're building and the life that we building, the life that we dream of for ourselves. So thank you so much for being here. You're amazing, and talk to you soon.